the best way that the regional and the international community should encourage and allow Sudanese of different walks of life, of different orientation, to sit together and try to come to a formula that will enable them to hold a free and fair election. They could seek some help from their African brothers through the AU, or from their Arab brothers through the Arab League in Cairo. This is possible. If they need help, they seek it first of all from their brother and sister in Africa, rather than from the former colonial rule, which there is a great suspicions among Sudanese people from their intervention in this situation, and their intervention led, unfortunately, to these clashes, this killing in Sudan.
So what role do you see for the United States in pushing for a peaceful settlement of the Sudanese conflict?
The United States of America was successful once when they bring the former government and the former rebel of South Sudan, Dr. John Garang, together. They stayed for 3 years and they were able to stop the civil war between the North and the South. The best thing to do, the United States, is to encourage all Sudanese people, no exclusion for any party or for any group, to sit together and try to find a way to hold an election as quickly as possible. This is, I perceive, the only way out of this. You cannot force among Sudanese, an independent country, a member of the United Nations, you cannot impose themselves a hand-picked individuals and you call it civilian rules. There is no civilian rules without election. If you are going to impose a civilian, this is just like imposing a military in camouflage to rule the country. So if you are really faithful about democracy, if you would like to spread democracy throughout the world, let the Sudanese people choose their government like any decent people around the world. This is the role of the leader of the free world, the United States of America, in my opinion.
Do you see any future for either Al-Burhan or Hameti in the political elite in Sudan?
I don't think that Hameti in particular would have any future in Sudan, because he now declared by the de facto government of General Burhan as a rebel. And he canceled him as a rebel support forces. He said there is no rebel support forces. Burhan should quickly try to discuss with other Sudanese how to hold an election, and he should go very quickly if the Sudanese people elected their government. I don't think that he has a future in Sudan as a leader. The future of Sudan is through democracy, is through the ballot, and this should be the way for our country.
What Hemeti supporters in Darfur, would that pose a threat of divisioning Sudan, partitioning Sudan?
Hemeti is not enjoying that full, because we have the leader of his tribe, Rizegat. They announced that they are supporting the National Sudanese Army. They are not agree with him in fighting against the government. And there is no one country in the world which has two armies. If they ask him to integrate into the army, he refused that. So I don't think that he is going to pose any threat, because his people, as they declare it widely, loudly, that he should surrender and he should stop this war, which brought many people from neighboring countries to fight for him in Sudan. And in Darfur, there is only one state, which is Western Darfur, which has been fighting for the last 3 years between his tribes, between his RSF and with an African tribe called Masalid there. This is something quite different. So I don't think that he will have any future in the politics of Sudan from now on.